Here are some clear signs that you're an empath. The first one that I always see whenever I work with any individual, and majority of people I work with are empathic. The first one I see straight away every single time is that you are a very sensitive person. And that can come in a range of ways. Emotionally sensitive. You can even be sensitive as well to sounds. Even lights. Sensitive to subtle changes within the environment. One thing that I also see as well is that you feel other people's emotions very deeply. And it doesn't have to be someone in front of you. It could be someone you walk past in the street and you just get this wave of emotion from them that compels you to want to go and hug them and say everything's going to be okay. You watch TV shows, you watch documentaries, and parts of that really, really, really get to you. You can't stand cruelty of any kind. You don't like negativity, violence, hatred, hate speech, anything that is about harming anything you don't like. You absolutely love animals beyond anything. They are the apex to you. Animals are everything. You want to be in a situation or on a farm in the middle of nowhere, just you and your animals. You want to be completely separated. But yet, you've got this strong compel to helping humans. It's as if it's your duty, it's if it's your job to help these people that come to you. Even if you don't want to, you feel it's in your bones to do it. Because you're a natural born healer. How do I know this? Because people come to you all the time and speak to you. Just to be within your presence, just to hear your voice, just for you to hold that space for them whilst you talk and whilst they talk. Your hands get warm and hot and clammy. You get weird sensations throughout the body that when somebody says, I've got a pain on my left shoulder, you're like, oh my God, I've got a pain on my left shoulder. You are a natural born healer. You have a gift. And in a recent video I referred to it as a curse, not because I believe it's a curse. It's because the people who believe they, when they have this empathic ability, they believe it's a curse because they don't see the fucking beauty that's in it. You can change people's lives just by a single word. You can shift their path to a higher path. Don't underestimate what you can do and what you can achieve. It's now time to step up and stand up for what you believe in. But understand and have boundaries. That it is not our job to help everyone. And the only people we should help are the ones that come to us. If you go to them, you're invading their personal life. And that brings bad karma on you. But be careful for the wolf in sheep's clothing, the snake in the woods. There are some that come purely on the basis to test whether you are using that high level of discernment that you actually have. Because you know deep down whether somebody is going to be able to accept what you're saying or not, whether you're going to be able to help somebody or not. Trust that intuition. Don't listen to anyone else other than yourself. Being an empath is a divinely beautiful gift. And if used correctly and in balance, it has the ability to change people's lives. And how do I know? Because I've changed thousands of people's lives. Saved thousands of people's lives. I'm living proof that you can find balance as an empath. You, how you want to go about it. If food for thought.